Good morning.
Good morning.
It's so good to be here once again. I enjoy the fellowship, the testimonies, and the worship. May God bless you. Amen.
Amen.
My name is Mark Kitende. Some of you know me all the way from Uganda in Africa. And I'm so glad to be here with you today. Going to share with us today, my topic is overcoming the spirit or the Antichrist spirit. Overcoming the Antichrist spirit.
Amen.
Overcoming the Antichrist spirit. Father, we thank you this morning for the beautiful testimonies we've heard, wonderful worship. Thank you for every man and woman that has come into this house to worship you and to praise you. Your word says you didn't tell the house of Jacob to seek you in vain, but rather when they seek you and search you with all their hearts, that they will find you. We are praying that today, Lord, you open the heavens, release your presence, your power in this house. Stretch your hand to heal, to deliver, and set captives free by the power of your name. Precious Holy Spirit, we invite you, we continue to invite your presence, your power, and your workings in our midst. Glorify your name, and we'll be careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise in Jesus' holiest name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Overcoming the spirit of the Antichrist. And I'm not intending to dive into deep eschatological kind of doctrine here today, but something God was speaking to me, something that needs to be dealt with in simple gospel here.
Amen.
Amen?
Yes.
We're going to read two scriptures, hopefully. First John chapter number 4 and verse 2-4. 1 John chapter number 4, verse 2-4. By these you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming, and he is now already in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. The old King James says, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Amen?
Yes.
Here, this text is showing us, and I'll begin with the last bit of it. He says, you are of God,
yes,
little children, and have overcome him, and have overcome this Antichrist spirit. You've overcome the spirit of the Antichrist. He says, you are of God and you have overcome. The word overcome, in my simple English, means that something comes at you and you get over it.
All right.
It comes and you get above it. You overcome. Simple. Is that easy?
Yes.
You overcome. Something comes at you. Something comes against you. And you go over it. It does not crush into you, but you rise above it. Praise the name of Jesus. I'm going to pray a prayer today that from today, whatever comes against you, you will go over it. Amen. Somebody say amen. Amen. To overcome is to go over, is to rise above, to be elevated above what is coming or going against you. It means to succeed in a competition. When there are people challenging you to win, that's what overcoming means. It means to break through resistance. Amen. That stops you from advancing. Praise the name of Jesus. Yes. And I pray that from this service going forward in this year, that God will cause as many of us as are here to overcome every form of resistance and challenges that we've been facing in the name of the Lord. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of Jesus. Verse 2 of this text that we've just read shows us what is coming at us, what is coming against us. It says the spirit of the Antichrist. And this is what comes against the church. Or what comes against the believers, the children of God, the spirit of the Antichrist. The Antichrist is a personality or an entity that will be revealed sometime in the future. Mm-hmm. But this personality or entity will be exactly the opposite of Christ.
Yes.
And will have ability and some form of power to do miracles, to do wonders. In fact, they'll be looked at as a form of deliverer. And people will tend to look toward them. He has not yet come. Though when you look in the world today, some people look like the Antichrist.
Yes.
But he's not yet here. He's not yet here, but his spirit, the spirit, yes.
Mm-hmm.
As the scriptures told us,
yes.
The spirit, the Antichrist spirit is already here. And this spirit of the Antichrist is coming against the church.
Yes.
Coming against believers. Mm-hmm. But the Bible has indicated to us that we are of God, mm-hmm. and have overcome that spirit.
Hallelujah.
As the Apostle John has been trying to explain and introduce this Antichrist spirit, it says, every spirit that confesses that Jesus has manifested in the flesh is of God.
Uh-huh.
But any spirit that confesses that Jesus has not manifested in the flesh is not of God. So the Antichrist spirit we always operate to stop and deny Jesus or to deny Christ from manifesting in the physical. That's the Antichrist spirit.
Amen.
It works to stop Christ from being revealed.
Yes.
And it's okay with the church or believers being saved, tongue-speaking, Holy Ghost-filled, but while nothing, as long as this Christ is not revealed on the outside, that Antichrist spirit won't come against you. But every time you take a step, or a church, or if people take a step to manifest what they believe inside of them, the Christ they believed on, to manifest him in the physical, the Antichrist spirit will rise.
Yes.
And I know, and you witness with me, that many of us, this spirit is coming against us to stop us manifesting what we believe inside of us, to stop us manifesting Christ, what we believed inside of us, to demonstrate to the world that our God is alive and well. He that is inside of us, he's alive and well. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. And many of us, we face an explainable amount of resistance and battles in our lives because the enemy don't want you to manifest Christ. Don't want you to do anything significant that will glorify God. But today we're gonna pray.
Yes.
We are of God. Amen. And we've overcome this false Antichrist spirit in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. How do you know the spirit of the Antichrist? The passage has told us that every spirit that does not confess that Jesus has come in the flesh is the spirit of the Antichrist. Hallelujah. It's against the manifestation of Christ in the physical, in the natural world. It's against, you know, the manifestation of the anointing and the power of God that would glorify God. Praise the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We are gonna pray and overcome and go over that Antichrist spirit. Amen?
Amen.
What we believe inside of us must manifest. Your healing must manifest in the physical.
Yes.
Your provision must come in reality.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. As a people, as a church, we must manifest and grow and expand and increase and touch our community in a greater way. Yes. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I know we are believing, we are praying, we want to do all these things, but there is a spirit. They say you can't go out there. It's been coming against you, against me, but we're gonna go over it. We're gonna overcome it in the name of Jesus. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Somebody say, I'm gonna overcome it. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Don't be surprised many times when people rise up and oppose you and fight against you. Rise up and oppose and fight against the church. Recently, somebody was asking me, they went through so many trials and challenges. And they were like, Dr. Mark, do you ever get attacks? And I said, whoa, you are just joking. Many attacks. Hallelujah. From demons, but also from people. Maybe used by demons. And I told her some of them, and they were like, whoa, okay, I don't want to step in your shoes. Hallelujah. And this Antichrist spirit, you know, when people of the world go out and do great things, people will just wow them and say, wow, this is cool. But when the church steps out and try to do something great for God, the Antichrist spirit will rise and begin to resist and fight against what God is doing. You know, but we are of God and we have overcome.
Yes.
And we're gonna step out and manifest and reveal Christ.
Amen.
Reveal Christ, manifest Christ. That which we have believed inside must come to manifestation, and the physical, and the name of Jesus. Amen. That's why we are stepping up and attempting to do great things for God in our community to glorify God. We're going to build that hospital, and it will stand in the atmosphere there, and people will look at it and say that belongs to the people of God. They are touching us. They are helping us here. The devil don't like things like that. The Antichrist spirit rises up to contend with such things. But we're going to overcome in the name of Jesus. Yes. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
It's in the interest of the Antichrist spirit to ensure that genuine believers do not manifest Christ in the flesh. Wants you to be prayerful, worship the Lord quietly, speak your tongues there, and never manifest anything significant in the flesh. The good news is that we have overcome this Antichrist spirit in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I've shown you what comes against us is the Antichrist spirit that denies Jesus from manifesting in the flesh. But what works for us is here. He says, you are of God.
Yes.
And you have overcome him. And greater is he that is inside of you than the one that is in the world.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise to the name of Jesus. Is he that is inside of you than he that is in the world? You are of God. Your place in God is a weapon. Say it again. Your place in God is a weapon. You are of God. And number two, he says, greater is he that is in you than the one who lives in the world. Hallelujah. Who God is to us and who we are to him is key in overcoming this spirit of the Antichrist.
Yes.
In Revelation chapter number 12, this is the second scripture that I've got to read and then we shall pray. Revelation chapter number 12, in verse 10 to 12, it says, then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God, day and night, has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
Uh-huh.
And they did not love their lives to death, to the death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them. Woe to inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the day has come down to you, having great wrath, because he knows that his time is short.
Yes.
He says here that Satan is the accuser of the brethren. It is his job to accuse us. He's been wired to accuse us. You know, but they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. The accuser finds fault, blames, makes accusation against the people of God. And that's still the Antichrist spirit that works, bringing accusation, bringing guilt over God's people. Let me show you some of the ways that the enemy accuses us. Number one, he accuses us to God. Anytime we fall short, Satan accuses us to God. Just like he accused Job.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And his desire is that God will give up on us.
Never.
This never works. God never gives up on us. But the enemy still continues to accuse us before God. And God never gives up on us. And God will never give up on you.
Amen.
Let me say it again. God will never give up on you. It don't matter how many times the devil accuses you before God, God will never give up on you. And the number one and number two weapon that enemy uses accusing us, he accuses God to us.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one.
He accuses God to us. And every time we feel discouraged, you know, and Satan begins to accuse God to us and make us feel as if our worship, our prayers, our service, our giving is nothing. Makes you feel as if God has not played his part of the covenant. And that chooses God to us. You know. But we are of God and we've overcome this antichrist spirit. This spirit of accusation in the name of Jesus. Number three, he accuses us to our brethren. When we get into trouble and Satan begins to whisper in people's ears and minds and create suspicion, pointing out our mistakes, and people supposed to help us end up giving up on us because of the accusations that they hear. That's the work of the enemy. Number four, he accuses our brethren to us. When our brethren sin and misunderstood, Satan accuses them to us and makes us look at them or look at somebody and give up on them. When he's accusing somebody and putting things on your mind, accusation. But the worst of all, Satan accuses us to ourselves. That's dangerous. He makes you feel you are not good enough. He makes you pity yourself, despise yourself, talk yourself out of greatness and out of opportunities that present themselves to you. When you think, makes you think that no one loves you. It's Satan accusing you to yourself, making you feel everyone is your enemy. Makes you, accuses you by making you keep talking about your past failures. Makes you feel as if your prayers don't work. Or are just stopping on the ceiling. When we pray, God don't wait for our prayers to come from afar. They don't go, rise up and go. God works and responds to our prayer according to the power that is at work in us.
That's right.
The deposit is already there in you. That's what God works on.
Yes.
Your prayers don't have to rise and go through space, the first, second heavens, third heavens, and go through the Milky Way and the galaxies and then reach to God. That is so hard. Praise the Lord. The power is in you.
Thank you, Lord.
Say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Amen.
The enemy is word to accuse God's people. Accusation. But we have overcome him.
Yes.
And we overcome him, the Bible said, by the blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And the word of our testimony.
Yes.
The blood of the Lamb, the blood of Jesus cleanses us and makes us acceptable to God.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus washes us when we sin, and washes us every time we repent. Say amen.
Amen.
It washes us every time we repent. The other time, I think it was Peter who asked Jesus, how many times should one forgive? And he thought seven was a good number, and he said, seven times? And Jesus says 7 times 70. That is it 490?
Yes.
In a day. In a day, 490 times you got to forgive. If God expects us to forgive 490 times a day, do you think he would do less than that? If he expects us, me and you, to forgive others 490 times a day, do you expect him to do less than that?
No.
He will do more.
Right.
And there is no sin that is beyond the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
He will forgive you.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb. He will forgive you. Oh, Pastor Mark, how about if somebody sins and repents, does God still forgive them? Yes. I'm losing some of you here now.
Yes.
Beginning to lose. Yes, God will forgive you.
Amen.
As long as you come and repent. But this is where the problem is. Assuming you are running a race, and in that race they give you a white jersey. Everyone gets a white jersey. And they are expected to run to the finish mark. But along the way, there is dirt and mud all over. But on the other side, they expect you to reach the finish mark with a white jersey. You run a bit, you get muddy, go back at the starting point, they give you another jersey, white one. You run again, get muddy, you go back to the starting point, and get another white jersey. There is a race to run and finish.
Yes.
So the problem with such a person who sins over and over and over and over is that you're not going to advance in your Christian walk with the Lord. You're not going to grow. You're going to thwart your destiny. You're going to inhibit your progress in the Lord. There are far more things that God has for us beyond repentance and forgiveness.
Amen.
So you gotta repent and run and finish your course and finish your race in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
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 And so we gotta be smart believers. Don't let sin, weigh you down. Put off every weight that entangles you and run with perseverance to finish the race in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. So, the blood of Jesus cleanses us. There's no sin beyond the cleansing power of the blood of Jesus. And don't ever allow the devil to accuse you because of your past repented sins. God does not hold your guilt against you when you confess your sins.
You,
and I say it again,
yep.
God does not hold guilt against you when you confess your sins. He is faithful and just that when we confess our sins to him, he's able to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
You, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. The blood of Jesus is our covenant. Keeps us in covenant with God. The blood of Jesus is our covering and keeps us safe in God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
So we overcome by the blood of the Lamb.
Yes.
And the word of our testimony. Number one, number two, the word of our testimony. Our testimony is based on our convictions. And we've settled in our hearts knowing that God loves us.
Yes.
And God hears us when we pray, he answers us. And for God to answer us, our prayers, it's not dependent on our feelings. You know how you feel and how, you know, he will just answer your prayer when you pray in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We pray in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
He has given us a name above all names.
Hallelujah.
When I go to pray in the name of Jesus, I'm not good enough. And my prayers may not be well articulated. But when I go and I say, in the name of Jesus,
yes,
it's like I'm saying, Jesus is here speaking.
Yes.
It's not me. I disappear. And Jesus stands in my place.
Yes.
When I say, in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
And pray in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. So, we overcome by the word of our testimony. By our confession, what you speak, what you say, that's your testimony, that's your confession. The word of your testimony, what you claim. Faith always speaks. So we overcome by our faith. Victor of our faith.
Yes.
Victor of our confession. You know, the other day, God told Abraham to go sacrifice his only son.
Yes.
And he got Isaac. He said, young man, we're going to Mount Horeb to worship God. Mm-hmm. They got the wood, they got everything, and they went. Along the way, Isaac asked Abraham and say, we have the wood, we have everything, the knife is here, but where is the sacrifice? And I assume Abraham was a little troubled. Because God had promised that Isaac, through Isaac, God was going to fulfill his promises to Abraham.
Right.
He was a son of promise.
Right.
And now he tells him to sacrifice him. And he had to rethink his response and restructure his words. Maybe. Just imagine if he had just told him, you know what, Isaac? Yahweh, God that has been speaking to me always, recently told me to go kill you. And so I'm taking you now to kill you. He didn't say it that way.
No.
But he said, the Lord will provide.
Yes.
The Lord will provide the sacrifice.
Yes.
That was his confession. The Lord will provide.
Yes.
God never told him that I'm going to provide a sacrifice.
No.
When you go up the mountain.
No.
No. And he even told the little servant boy who was with him, he said, stay here. We are going to go up the mountain to worship. And we shall come back.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We are only going for a worship service. We shall come back.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We shall come back. What is your confession? If you say you are killing your Isaac will die. If you say God will provide, God will surely provide a sacrifice. Say amen.
Amen.
What is your confession? We overcome by the word of our testimony.
Yes.
by our confession, what we say, what we speak. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What have you been speaking of late? He says in Numbers that I'll do to them what I hear them say. The children of Israel were grumbling against Moses and against God, and they say, no, Moses, leave those guys alone. I'll do to them what I hear them saying. That's what exactly I'll do to them. I'll uphold their confession. Hallelujah. So what have you been saying? What have you been confessing? What is your testimony? We overcome the spirit of the Antichrist by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. Hallelujah. I know you are facing resistance and facing opposition. So many forces are coming at you and against you. Don't say you are finished. Don't say you are confused. Don't begin pulling your hair, you know, and say you made a mistake. Say, I'm going to worship, and when I get back, God will provide a solution to that problem in the name of Jesus. God is already making provision for you.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of the Lord. I say God is making provision for your breakthrough. God is making provision that you've never even imagined. Don't go kill your Isaac. Don't go kill your business. Don't go kill your marriage by the word of your mouth. Because God is building you even though you don't see it. He's at work in your life. And he's already made a provision. Don't destroy yourself while God is building you up. God will provide himself in the mountain of the Lord. In the name of the Lord. God will provide. He will make a way where there is no way. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Some of us have been attempting to do something great for God, but the enemy has been so much at work to resist us. And people have risen up to resist and discourage us. But by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, we go over. We overcome. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Stand up on your feet. We're going to pray.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
You've been feeling as if your Isaac is about to die in your hands. The spirit of the Antichrist has been coming so strong against you. I announce in the name of Jesus that just as much is coming against you, in the same way God is going to give you grace to go over and overcome by the power of the Holy Spirit. Somebody has been in a deep struggle. You've been struggling so deep in a way that you've never imagined before. I'm here to tell you that you are coming out by the blood of the Lamb of God and the word of your confession and the word of your testimony in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. We overcome this false Antichrist spirit. There are people here that have to be manifested. Their ideas and businesses, their ministries here that have to be manifested, but are being under strong resistance and hindrances. But by the power of the Holy Spirit, we overcome right now every force, every Antichrist spirit that has been fighting you. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy, as you also prophesy to your Isaac. Tell your Isaac, you will not die. but you will live. You idea, you vision, you marriage, you will not die, but you will live. God will make a provision in the name of Jesus. We are coming back from the mountain of the Lord with a song of deliverance in the name of Jesus. I declare today before you, your past mistakes will not sabotage your future promises. In the name of Jesus, they will not frustrate and sabotage your opportunities that are coming ahead of you by the power of the Holy Spirit. God has called us to overcome, not to bow, but to overcome. We are overcomers. We are more than conquerors in the name of Jesus. No matter what is coming against you, you are going over it in the name of Jesus. Somebody today is crossing the line from struggle to victory, from affliction to total healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus gives you both sufficiency and effective victory in the name of Jesus. Lift up those hands for me here now. We are overcoming the spirit of the Antichrist that says Christ cannot be manifested in the flesh. The God who believes inside of us cannot be manifested in the flesh. You cannot have results. You cannot break through. You cannot increase. You cannot be healed. In the name of Jesus, I silence every voice of accusation, every voice of failure and defeat. In the name of Jesus, sickness and disease, we subdue you today by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, I command cancer to leave your bodies. I command back pains. I command in the name of Jesus, leave their bodies, leave their knees, leave their skin, leave their heads, leave their hearts. Go in the name of Jesus. Sugar diabetes, hypertension, we command you to go now in the name of Jesus. Leave their bodies. Go in the name of Jesus. Struggles, financial struggles, we overcome you. We come over you by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimonies. In the name of Jesus. Addictions, we break your power. Cycles of sin, we break your power. In the name of Jesus. Cycles, we break your power. You try to move in the Lord one step and then go back two steps backwards. We break such retrograde cycles in the name of Jesus. Every retrograde spirit, we adjure you by the finger of God. We command healing here. We command deliverance. We command restoration. We speak life. We speak provision. God is making a provision. God is making a way for somebody. What you've never imagined, what you've never seen, God is doing in this hour. In the name of Jesus, mountains are being moved. What they said is impossible, God is making it possible. For with God, all things are possible. In the name of Jesus, somebody be healed right now. Somebody be set free from your infirmity. In the name of Jesus, somebody break out of that cycle. In the name of Jesus, for we are of God, and we've overcome this spirit of the Antichrist that says that Christ cannot be manifested in this physical. We are going to see God's provision. We are going to see God's deliverance. We are going to see miracles, signs and wonders in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, lift up those hands. Just talk to God for a minute. Talk to God. His healing power is here. power to overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your confession. Come on, say, my Isaac will live. My dream will live. My marriage will live. God is making a provision for my Isaac to live. God is making a provision for my career to live. God is making a provision for my children to live and be delivered by the power of the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
I overcome every spirit of the Antichrist.
Every spirit.
Stopping Christ from manifesting physically, from being revealed. I overcome you now. Whatever's been stopping my miracle from manifesting, my breakthrough, my increase, my healing, I overcome you now. In the name of Jesus, you spirit of accusation of the enemy, I silence you now. In the name of Jesus, I declare that God will make provision and my Isaac will live. My dream will live. My marriage will live. My ministry will live. In the name of Jesus, I declare today, I am more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ who died for me. In Jesus' name, may God bless you. God be well.